Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to At Home with Victoria, a news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network with your host and TV journalist, Victoria Gaither, and entertainment co-host, Michael Kay. Now, here's Victoria.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for taking the time to be with us this evening on the show, At Home with Victoria, where we try to focus on news and information. I am Victoria Gaither, your television host, news anchor, and all that good stuff rolled into one. And again, we're excited that you're here. The last time I talked to you, there were so many things that have been going on in the news, and I know all of you guys watch the news and you're concerned about a lot of things that are taking place, especially the natural disasters that have been taking place down south in the U.S. So that's kind of what we're going to be focusing on today. And this was a very special show for me because, like many of you, although I am in the television news business, I too look at the television and you see the devastation. You see, you know, families that are broken, families that have lost people. And you always sit there and you think to yourself, what is it that I can do to help? I was even thinking before the show started, one thing that I love about Americans and about our country is that, you know, many times all of us have disagreements when it comes to policies, when it comes to issues, but there's always one thing that all of us as Americans do that I tend to think very, very good is that when it comes time for a natural disaster, whether it's in our country or any other country, we're very supportive of each other, and we always try to rally around each other and help each other. And that's what we're going to be doing tonight. We decided that we wanted to do this show and basically focus on the victims in Alabama. Now, before we decided to put this show together, I mean, certainly we had no idea as to what was going to be happening in Joliet, Missouri. And if you've been watching the news, and I do think that the death toll for that is up to 120 or 122 that I've learned as of probably about 10 minutes ago from me watching the news. So we're certainly going to have to pray for everybody that's been dealing with these floodings and also tornadoes. But bringing us back to the point of tonight's show, we decided to do a show to help the victims in Alabama of the tornado that took place there in April. And there's always wonderful people out there who know somebody who knows somebody. So I sort of sent the email out to our main listeners and fans of At Home with Victoria. Marilyn Bennett is one of our good fans. She's also one of our producers. And she says, hey, well, I happen to know a nurse who lives down there, and she's been doing tremendous work. So why don't I just check in with her and see what it is that she can do to help? So, of course, I was super, super excited about that. So we were able to, through the connections with Marilyn Bennett and entertainment co-host Michael Kay, all of these guys got together and decided that we could do this show. But Doreen Morella is her name. And Doreen was wonderful because she specifically focused on things for viewers and listeners and fans of At Home with Victoria, things that we can do to help the thousands of families that have just simply lost everything in the tornadoes down there. And also, as many of you know, there were numerous people who did lose their life as a result of that as well. So Doreen is on the line with us, and I want to thank her so much for joining us. Thank you so much for being here on the show. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Victoria.
So I do know that after reading all of my information that Michael Kay gave me, you were able to help, is that correct, about 1,000 victims down there as a result of the tornado?
Not me personally, Victoria, but the hospital that where I work, DCH Regional Medical Center, just happened to be in the direct proximity of the storm, and luckily, it didn't get bashed too badly. I had a little bit of minor damage, but nothing major. But just right outside the hospital, the damage was horrible, and many people fled to the hospital rapidly. And the report is that they, in the few hours after the tornado, they serviced over 1,000 people with medical needs and hundreds more just needing refuge from the storm or a place to come and get settled until they could get themselves together and kind of, you know, put some pieces together so they could think and find out where they were going to go and what they were going to do and things like that.
Well, and you know, I have had the opportunity in my television career to cover tornadoes and twisters and flooding and all those types of natural disasters. And although, you know, as a reporter, it was always my job to be able to articulate and verbalize what it is that you see, a lot of times I remember telling some friends of mine when I come back from during those stories, really, words can never explain the damage and the devastation that you see. You know, it's sort of one of those things where you really have to see it for yourself. Did you ever find any of that when you kind of, you know, see what was going on down there as a result of that?
Absolutely. You know, there were several instances just, you know, in the hospital taking care of the people that had been injured or the visitors that were coming to see them, and you knew what they were going through. And there wasn't a day that you didn't just choke back tears. You know, there hasn't been a day since the storm hit that we haven't had to just go in the corner somewhere and just, you know, swallow the tears back and get it all back together, because it's just so sad to see what people are going through. And then, you know, of course, when we were driving home and we were in the midst of the devastation and just trying to find our way, a route that we could get through the town and get to our home, it was like I was just totally shocked. I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. I've never seen anything like it.
Now, to your best of ability, would you have a way of describing it? I know one of the things that vividly came to my mind when I was a reporter in the Midwest and had the chance to cover tornadoes, literally things like, you know, cars and houses and mobile homes. I mean, they literally look like they were just thrown across something as if they if it was a cup or a Playboy. I mean, that's how bad it was.
Mm-hmm. Well, this was to the point, Victoria, that there was nothing left. I was trying to drive through the town. We had been en route from Birmingham, and we were coming back into Tuscaloosa. And you know, of course, we've seen the storm track. It was just coming right up the side of the road, and we didn't know exactly where it had hit. But then when we got back into Tuscaloosa and we were trying to take our normal route home, there was just debris everywhere, and we had to keep turning around and going back and turning around and going back. And, you know, I finally got to the point where I didn't know where I was, because I couldn't recognize anything. None of the buildings were recognizable. None of the landmarks were recognizable. There were no street signs. There were power lines down everywhere. And that's when I kind of panicked, because I'm thinking, I don't recognize any of this stuff. It is so bad. It is so torn up. I don't even know where I am. Mm-hmm. And it took me quite a while to find a building that I recognized, so I could even know what route I was on.
Yeah, that must be just absolutely sort of like one of those surreal experiences where, you know, you are so used to, in your everyday travels and living life, you know, used to seeing a store here, a gas station there, you know, this sort of landmark that registers in your mind, and then to get there, every single thing is flat and you see nothing. I mean, like just thinking about it right now, I have like a complete hole in the pit of my stomach as I think about my own community, and if I happen to be driving from out of town somewhere and trying to come back to my house. I mean, that is a scary, I'm sure, feeling.
Yes. One of the girls that I work with, she had told me the very first time that she cried after the storm was when she walked down the street and she realized that the street is the street that she has walked on her entire life, and now she recognizes, she was unable to recognize anything. She couldn't recognize one single piece of property, you know, housing, building, you know, a vehicle or anything on that street where she lived, and she said that's what made her just break down and cry.
Yeah, and you know, it's also interesting too, because whenever, at least for someone like me in my career, when I've had to cover tornadoes and that sort of thing, and I have to say I've probably covered about five or six natural sort of disasters like that in my television career, And one thing that I don't want to say it surprised me, but I guess me as a human being, when you do those stories, it always gave me hope, is that I don't care how devastating something like that is, and people lose everything, you know, their homes, every single thing, entire communities are wiped out. They always seem to be, at the end of the day, just always saying, you know, well, we thank God for being here. You know, our community is going to rebuild. And I remember myself many, many times when I was supposed to hold it together when I interview people, how I really had to fight back a couple of tears and say, you know, the resilience of people that have gone through something like that, and they can stand there in my face. And, you know, of course they're concerned and worried, but just sort of have this peace about them. It's just remarkable.
Yes, and the bottom line is that people just realize it's just stuff, you know, and it can all be replaced sooner or later, one way or another. And the people of this country are amazing people, like you said, and they take care of their own, and everybody's going to be taken care of one way or another. You know, sooner or later, this country will get it done.
Yes, absolutely. You are very, very, very much right. For those of you that are just joining in on the conversation, if you didn't join us at the top of the hour, you're listening to At Home with Victoria. Thank you so much for being here. We are doing a show tonight to help victims and families in Alabama as a result of the tornado that took place there in April. Dorina Morella is joining us. She is a licensed nurse, and the hospital where she works at Droid City Hospital treated over 1,000 people in the first few hours during the aftermath. So she was able to see the devastation and be there firsthand, and she lives. Now, how far did you actually live from the area that was hit? Just, what, 12, 15 miles away?
It's about 12 miles, yes.
About 12 miles away, so
yes.
She has taken the time to join us tonight and basically has been wonderful within that community down there to see what you can do to help fans of At Home with Victoria. So we're going to go ahead and talk about what you can actually do to help as we continue the conversation. I'm going to go ahead and bring in entertainment co-host Michael Kay to join the conversation. Michael Kay, I know you have been listening to the show, and I know that you have been connecting with our guests prior to us being on the show. And can you imagine where you live now is if you were out of town and there was a tornado that came through and you were getting off the train or driving and you didn't recognize anything and every single thing was flat and you had no idea where your house was? I mean, that's devastating stuff.
Yeah, that must have been like a scene out of a movie. Good evening, everybody. Hi, Dorina. Yeah, when researching the show, I found out that basically the National Weather Service was coining the whole basic path of tornadoes coming through the 2001 super outbreak. It kind of occurred from April 25th to the 28th, and it really hit the state of Alabama, but it also affected southern, the midwestern, and northeastern United States. The funny thing was is that there were a total of 327 tornadoes confirmed in 21 states, and the bulk of them being actually in Alabama. And I understand, Dorina, that hurricane that went through was just 10 miles an hour slower than an EF5. It was actually classified an EF4. So, but still, it was a mile wide. My goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What sort of, when you were working relief in the hospital, what were the bulk of the injuries? Were you getting mostly scrapes? I mean, you must have been receiving the gambit of everything.
Well, the mostly scrapes, scrapes, scratches, you know, minor injuries like that. We had some very significant injuries, you know, to the chest and people requiring, you know, real serious procedures to take care of that. But the bulk of the injuries fell to the orthopedic department, broken bones. The orthopedic surgeons were just operating just, you know, one right after another for, I heard one of them say that they were going to be operating for 3 days to try to fix all the broken bones. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, that was the bulk of it.
Now, I understand the hospital itself, Druid City Hospital, received minimal damage, but your schools there, especially the University of Alabama, was really hit hard.
Mm-hmm. The school actually wasn't hit, but the housing area that where most of the student population was hit really hard. And so there were a lot of student injuries and a lot of the students that were left, you know, without any place to stay or live throughout the end of the school year and things like that. And just that little community down there where the bulk of the tornado came through was just, you know, loaded with University of Alabama students.
Wow. And Vic, I think the death count now is at 58 at last report.
Yes.
I'm sorry, what was that, MK?
The death count now is at 58. So I just wanted to go ahead and make mention of that. It's tragic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was just thinking about the University of Alabama. If you know anything about football and sports, University of Alabama is pretty big. So I just wanted to go ahead and throw that out there because people in Alabama love their sport. So I know that in itself just took a tremendous toll on the student body at the University of Alabama as well. So I want to jump in right now in terms of how we can talk about ways that we can actually help. And one thing that I love about Darina, what you did was, and what Michael Kay and Marilyn Bennett did was, we actually have an actual address of a volunteer fire department in Barrie, Alabama, and all that information is inside of our chat room, and we'll be talking about that, where you can literally put a box together like a shoebox and put all these items in there, and you can send it directly there. And I can literally see now hundreds of those boxes coming in as a result of this show, and then people just being able to come there, grab the box, and take all the items in there that they need. So, Darina, we'll go ahead and start with you. You can start to list some of the items, and then, MK, feel free to go ahead and pick up and give us your thoughts as well. So what are some of the items that we can put inside the shoe boxes?
The everyday things that people take for granted, toothbrushes, toothpaste, mouthwash, bars of soap, deodorant, you know, washcloths, towels, personal hygiene items. There's a lot of information going around here that people need, you know, underwear, you know, women and men, children, they're, you know, none of them are having any clean underwear to put on. So that's a big thing right there. You don't think about little things like that, but everybody keeps talking about the need for underwear. So, you know, just a package of underwear, you know, along with personal hygiene products would be great.
Yeah, as well as brushes and razors and sheets and and towels and pillows and everything like that. I mean, I hate to go ahead and try and find some lemonade out of the lemon, but, I mean, thankfully it's hit in the summertime that it's not in the wintertime. Clearly, you know, tornado season doesn't come through. But for anybody willing to go ahead and put those items in, the great part about this, Darina, too, is that this is certainly go ahead and you can include gift cards in that. You can send money donations to the organizations listed in chat. But these are everyday items that you probably have in multiples from coming from Sam's Club or Costco around the house, extra bars of soap, extra toothbrushes and stuff. So instead of having to dig into your pockets once again, you can actually run around your house picking up stuff that's unused and put it in a shoebox. And actually, I searched high and low for a website for this, and the only website that it took me to was the one in Oklahoma, which I hear they're on watch right now. But the address for the Boley Volunteer Fire Department, and that's Boley, Volunteer Fire Department, is 1969 Country Road 57 in Barrie, Alabama, 35546. And all this information is in chat. You can also go ahead and telephone them directly at 205-998-3395. That's 205-998-3395. All that information, like I said, is in chat if you missed it. But I really do, too. I'm so curious now, Darina, who's cleaning up? You had some really fantastic facts on the volume of damage and the actual volume of debris in the area in Tuscaloosa, which I found just mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm. Well, town of Tuscaloosa, or the city of Tuscaloosa, they are in a massive cleanup phase right now. They have contracted with the United States Army Corps of Engineers to remove the rubble that is left, but they're also advertising for independent contractors that might want to, take part in helping with the cleanup. But the last information that I have was that the tornado had left 6.5 miles of catastrophic destruction in the city of Tuscaloosa. So that, that's going to be a really big job with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. They are going to be using trucks. I think that the last article I read was they're using 167 trucks, and they're moving the debris as fast as they can, but even at the pace that they're going right now, it's going to take at least 56 days to completely remove all the debris.
Wow.
Well, and, I was sitting here thinking, too, with what has just happened in Missouri, that I'm sure, I'm hoping that none of the trucks and all that stuff will, sort of get stalled in terms of what's happening in Missouri. So I'm sure either there are many contractors that are out there that will be able to, come there and also in Missouri and help as well. Because, like I said, too, when something like this happens, that is one thing that I can say about the American people and American spirit. Everybody wants to help, and everybody wants to get together and do something. And I do want to let everyone know, because I've gotten a bunch of emails already about that in terms of the address with the Boley Volunteer Fire Department that Michael Kay has talked about. We do have it in the chat room, but also I have it posted on my wall on Facebook. And I'm sure when the show is over, Michael Kay will post that on his wall on Facebook as well. So don't worry if you're not able to get it right now. We'll definitely make sure that we put that information out there for the next day or two so that you are more than welcome to volunteer and more than welcome to help. Zarina, I wanted to ask you, when you personally go through something like this, and you have the opportunity, because I always look at it as that you have the pleasure and the opportunity to serve a community like that when there is a destruction like that. Personally, for you, and people always want to know, I'm sure this is something that you never thought in your career as a nurse that you would deal with. I mean, certainly you're prepared and you have the education, the background, and the skills to handle situations like this. But does all the work and the skill and the training, when it actually boils down to it, really meet the test to the road, so to speak, when a natural disaster happens and you're put on the spot and you're thrown in there to take care of all of this?
I really think it does, Victoria. I think, the one thing, you have the knowledge and the skill, and then you have the human compassion side, and then you add to that the adrenaline, and people were just amazing. They were just absolutely amazing. Everyone that I have seen, that I have talked to, every story that I have heard has just been stories of amazement. We had one guy, he's a nurse that I work with, his home was wiped out. And instead of worrying about his home, he walked over live wires and, demolished buildings to the hospital so he could be a part of helping others. People were just showing up. They didn't call and say, "Do you need me?" They just showed up. And when you have time to slow down, that's when the emotion comes and it's heart-wrenching and you have to cry a little bit, but when you're going through that phase of, you've got to get it done and you've got to take care of these people, you don't really have a lot of time to think about it until afterwards.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I wanted to switch the conversation a little bit to our four-legged friends and our pets. I know Michael Kay is very, very, very supportive of our four-legged friends, so am I. In fact, mine is sitting next to me right now, curled up. Her name is Abby, and she's taking yet another nap and sleeping in the warmth and comfort of our home. But I say that to say many pets are, you know, kind of out there and got lost from their families and separated from their families. So I just wanted, you know, MK to talk about that a little bit, and Doreen, if you wanted to piggyback and just give us your thoughts on our little four-legged friends.
Okay.
Yeah, just to let everybody know, too, if you wanted to go ahead and help out in the you know, relief efforts monetarily or otherwise, the links are in the chat again, but it's the Humane Society of WA.org, and that's the Humane Society of West Alabama, or you can also contact www.gbhs.org, and that's the Greater Birmingham Humane Society. But, yeah, did you see, was there a lot of pets roaming around? Is a lot of unclaimed? I mean, I just... how do you find them? I mean, mm-hmm. God, how does that happen?
Right. Initially, I only seen a few roaming around, and then after they closed all the roads and everything, and nobody was allowed down into the zones until they started getting all the cleanup and, you know, the search and rescue and stuff done. So I only seen a few animals, but I'm just hearing more and more stories about the animals, and they're finding so many that either their families are looking for them, or they're looking for their families, or the families have been displaced and they don't have a place to live and they have to do something with the animals. So the animals are having to be put at the Humane Society just so they can be housed until the families can take them back and take care of them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, on the back on that, too, with rebuilding and trying to get things together, what's happening in terms of insurance companies, insurance claims at this point? I understand FEMA's given, I think, $13.9 million to the area. President Obama has actually declared that a national disaster area. But I know we had a conversation about the insurance claims and mm-hmm. that some writers really did not include this as not being an act of God.
Right, right. And what I'm hearing just from a secondary source is that the people that have insurance policies, they are just going through the process right now of trying to get their claim. You know, they have to have the whole red tape situation where the insurance company has to go in and assess the damage and, you know, then quote them a dollar amount. So that takes a little bit of time for them to actually get through all that because there are so many people. But there are insurance companies and emergency insurance sites set up everywhere, and people are driving around in insurance cars with big signs on them. So they are on the job. It will be interesting to see how many people are actually going to get covered. But what I was told was that if you did have an insurance policy, you have to go through the insurance company and all that red tape and take it up with them before you can go to FEMA. And if you did not have insurance, then you can go directly to FEMA, but you cannot go to FEMA if you had an active insurance policy.
Yeah.
Wow.
The only unfortunate thing about when a natural disaster like that happens is what many families will have to go through with the insurance companies, because I hate to say this and sort of be a Debbie Downer, and you guys know this, and also everyone who's listening. You know, a lot of times, if insurance companies can get out of paying something, they will. I mean, they don't always want to pay. So, I'm certainly hoping that that all the journalists down there in that area, and also national journalists, will keep them honest when it comes to that, and continue to cover those stories, especially on the insurance front, because it's not, you know, it's certainly known that anytime, you know, you have disasters like this, the process is very easy for some people. And some people that you know, do have insurance, it's not even a given that insurance is going to cover it, and it's not easy for them. So I think, you know, I pray more for the folks having to deal with the insurance companies than I do anything else. But like I said, hopefully national journalists and as well as the journalists down there in that area, you know, that will cover that, will certainly keep their feet to the fire on that. And, again, if you're joining us, we are talking about how it is that you can help victims that went through that devastating tornado in Alabama. We've talked about how you can put together a shoebox. And I think a shoebox is a great idea. Michael Kay talked about, you know, just going around to your own house and your own closets and look and see what it is that you already have at home. So you may, in fact, not have to go out and spend any money. I mean, you may already have an extra toothbrush, bar of soap, a washcloth and toothpaste and combs and disposable razor and brushes and all of those little toiletries that people can use right away. And like I said, a shoebox is something that I just think it's really easy. I think what also would be cool is that, you know, this would be an opportunity for you to involve your children and teach your children, you know, a great lesson in humanity about how it doesn't matter how far away you are from Alabama, that you too can help the victims there. So that's what we're talking about today. I too, like many of you, sat there and watched, of course, I like CNN personally, but I watched CNN and you saw the devastating pictures of the tornado that went through Alabama. And I too sat there and thought, there's got to be something that I can do. So this was At Home with Victoria, our very small but yet big way of doing a live show and able to tell you what you can do to help. So we're going to make sure that we put that information on our Facebook page, on our fan pages, and it's also inside the chat room as well. MK, anything else that you want to talk about before we start to wrap it up and play a song goodbye, and I'll let you acknowledge and thank everybody who made this happen?
Absolutely. A couple of links I want to go ahead and mention. The FEMA link, actually, for those without insurance and for those of need of immediate disaster assistance, their link is very simple. It's www.disasterassistance, all one word, .gov. That phone number is 1-800-621-3362. Once again, 1-800-621-3362. 3362. Also, there's another link too that you can go ahead and find out a lot more about the Tuscaloosa tornado efforts, and that is www.alabamapossible, all one word. Once again, alabamapossible.org. So those are the two that I wanted to go ahead and make mention. And once again, we'll be posting the Boley Fire Department information on both of our pages. But, Darina, I want to take the time to really thank you for all of the help. You really helped us tonight with the show. Fantastic information. And our prayers and love are all sent to you, my love.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And again, Darina, thank you so much. And I didn't want to let you off the line without asking you, was there anything sort of in closing that you wanted to say, or if you wanted just to kind of mention something that that we didn't get a chance to talk about that was on your mind tonight?
I just want to thank you all for doing this. I know it means so much to the people of this area and just to the country that there are people like you all who have the resources to get out there and do something and make a really, really big difference. And I know everybody appreciates it.
I think you're about to make me cry. Why did you do that before? You're about to make me cry before you leave the show. I'm going to have to grab some tissue now. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hey, MK, can we have her back? Because I have a rule. If you make me cry, if you make the boss lady cry, then do we allow people to come back and visit us, MK?
Absolutely. And, Darina, please, you know, your home is all over here. I don't know if Victoria. Yeah, usually Victoria doesn't cry unless you pinch her really hard underneath the arm. But
I know.
Got a good soul.
Okay.
You've accomplished something, Darina. You've accomplished something big to make this journalist of 18 years get ready to cry. But, darling, thanks a lot. And also keep us updated if you hear anything or we need to do a follow-up to tonight's show. Because I'm looking forward, because I know many, many shoeboxes from At Home with Victoria fans are going to be finding their way down there. So thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Darina.
Uh-huh.
And everyone, that was Darina. She's just such a sweetheart, but she is a nurse in the hospital where she worked. They helped over 1,000 victims of that tornado down there in Alabama. So we just wanted to do our duty and put together this show. I kind of sent an email out there via Facebook to our regular fans and supporters and said, hey, what do you guys think about this? And this was what we came up with, so I want to thank all of them. So, MK, I'll let you thank everybody who is in chat and who also helped with the show that maybe I don't even know their names or know anything about.
Absolutely. I want to give everybody a shout-out, all the listeners and all of those in chat, guest 4201, Linda Lively Johnson is tuning in. Mike Kolop, fantastic job producing tonight. I sincerely appreciate it. And many thanks to Marilyn Bennett, who is our standard producer but can't be here tonight. But she got a lot of information. Actually, Linda and Marilyn both lived right in the same neighborhood in Rainier, West Virginia, so they're all neighbors. But fantastic effort from everybody involved. Vic, we have some fantastic people in our team, I tell you.
Yes, 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 we do. And I love that. I love that all we have to do, or all I have to do, is send an email out and say, hey, guys, what do you think about us doing this? And everybody, you know, jumps and say, hey, I can do this. I can research that. I can do this. Because, you know, in the larger world of television, if, you know, you have 5 and 6 producers and writers, and I would have a whole slew of people, but I just have the greatest fans in the world, because my fans, I consider them not fans, they're really family and volunteers, because they produce our shows inside the chat room, and whenever we need something, MK and I can always call on them and help them. So I'm just the luckiest girl and journalist in the world, I have to say that. But speaking of Mike, who is producing our show tonight, who in fact did a wonderful job, we've got a show coming up tomorrow, is that right? And this is a show that has a little bit to do with Mike Kolop. So let's chat about that for a few seconds, MK.
Absolutely. As you remember, Mike Kolop was the one who introduced me to singer-songwriter Drew Stevens. So tomorrow night, which is Wednesday, May 25th, 8 p.m., 7 Central, Drew Stevens will be here. He's got some fantastic new information, a couple exclusives. I know how we love exclusives here on Home with Victoria, and we'll be listening to some of his music as well. So, yeah, tomorrow we get to know Drew a little bit better, and so Mike Kolop, again, once again, thanks for that one. But he's got some great new news.
And speaking of Drew, I know that we've got a couple of songs of his already, so I decided that I wanted to end the show tonight, and I thought I would end with Drew to give everybody a little taste of what you're going to hear tomorrow.
Great idea.
So I know we've got Cold and we've got Finally. Which one would you select I'd play tonight, MK?
Let's do Finally.
Okay. Well, we're going to end with Finally in a couple of more minutes. I just had a few other notes that I have on my little book that I want to mention. Many of you have emailed me, and you have noticed that our sweetheart and one of the greatest fashion consultants, director, and designers, Tam, has not been on At Home with Victoria for a while. Largely, that's because her schedule has been busy and mine has been busy. You know, Tam is from Hush Boutique. Well, I sent her an email and said, hey, some of my fans are wondering where you are. They're looking for those great discounts that we are used to getting. So Tam says that she's going to email me within the next couple of days, and she's going to put a special code in there for a discount. So when she does that, of course, I'll let all of you ladies know. And I'll also mention it on one of our shows as well. So I am looking forward to that. But as always, MK, we've got a lot of shows that we are working on in the future. So you go ahead and talk a little bit about a few that you've got coming up, and I can chat a little bit about a few that I have coming up as well.
Well, one that I'm very excited coming up is on June 2nd at 8 p.m., 7 Central, and that's with Jennifer Elise Cox. You've known her from Will and Grace, SVU, the Brady Bunch movie, most importantly, hilarious comic actress. She's now guest starring in Season 2 and hopefully Season 3 of Pretty the Web series by Steve Silverman, so I'm excited to have her on. And then on the 21st, we have Women in Media. Vic, you're going to love these two girls, Julie Emery and Darren Strauss, both filmmakers, and they're actually coming back to us after attending the D.C. Women in Media Symposium on the 14th, so they're going to have a lot of great information for everybody.
Yes, and you know, that type of symposium and what they're doing is completely up my alley, and I am looking forward to that. It was not that particular group, but I had the chance to speak to the Women in Film and Television, I want to say last summer. I talked about At Home with Victoria and talked about transitioning from the sort of traditional news anchor role to social new media. So I can't wait to talk to them about that. And I bet they probably know some of the some of the people that's also a part of that group, because once you kind of get down to it, it is a very, very, very small family. So I just quickly want to go over just a few things. So what you can do tonight, Dorina was our guest tonight, our special guest. She coordinated efforts in Alabama. She lives in Alabama where a lot of that disaster and the tornado happened. So she basically told us all we need to do is get together some shoe boxes. Ladies and guys, I know you've got a couple of shoe boxes in the closet that you can part with. Fill it with personal items such as cleaning supplies, combs, toothbrush, toothpaste, disposable razors, brushes. You know, all those little things are really going to mean a lot if you've got soap and powder. Dorina talked about underwear, and although, you know, I don't think that sounds silly. I mean, I can't imagine what it's like for people in that area to not have clean personal clothes and things like that to put on, that they've got to walk around like that. So, you know, if you can go out and buy a couple of pair of underwear and stick them inside the box, I think that's going to be great as well. But certainly know that all those little things that you do, it really, really, really is going to mean a lot for the families and the victims there in Alabama who were so devastated by that. Again, Michael Kay will put the information on his Facebook and his fan page. I have already put the information on my Facebook page even before we came on the air, but I will do it again. And also, I'll put the information available on Twitter, at Home with Victoria. We do have a Twitter account, by the way. So, MK, I just want to thank you so much for all that you did. So you go ahead and say goodnight. I'm going to play Drew Stevens, and we'll get out of here.
It was my pleasure. Good night, everybody. Good night, Victoria.
Thank you so much. And everyone, that was entertainment co-host Michael Kay on At Home with Victoria. So we are just very excited for him and Dorina and Marilyn Bennett Mike, who basically put the show together in order to help. So again, Drew Stevens is on tomorrow. I can't wait to interview him. Michael Kay just loves him. And, of course, anyone that he loves, I love them too. So I'm really looking forward to having the opportunity to speak with him. But until then, let's go ahead and listen to one of his songs called
Hang
Fine.
On every word she said. Decorated, she's a vision from my bed. There's an angel in my side. If it means missing you, I don't wanna say goodnight. and our lives seems talking on the phone. It's enough to know you're there, but you still dream of me and that you say you care.
Been listening to At Home with Victoria, a popular news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Plus, download the show on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. Tune in again next time for At Home with Victoria with your host, Victoria Gaither.